oxic-anoxic boundary. So you'll notice in quite a lot of mineral formations there's quite distinct banding, and that banding will typically happen then as we form minerals at the oxic-anoxic boundary, because that's where all the really interesting sort of redox chemistry is occurring. Our anoxic waters then, if we have got sulfate present, because it provides quite a lot of energy per mole of organic transformed, this is a pretty normal sort of process, so we end up with hydrogen sulfide being produced. The bacteria sitting around these oxic-anoxic boundaries then will be involved in the redox cycling. So in the case of the sulfate reduction system then, if this is our oxic-anoxic boundary here, on the oxic side of it, we would expect to find sulfur 6 plus as our stable oxidation state. That material then is being used by the microorganisms. Down here on the other side of the boundary, those organisms then are producing hydrogen sulfide. They're working under anoxic conditions. That hydrogen sulfide is a gas. That gas then moves up to the other side of the oxic-anoxic boundary and is transformed by another set of organisms back to sulfate again. And in the middle, we actually get some elemental sulfur being deposited. So this is pretty typical redox cycling as we go through the different oxidation states around that oxic-anoxic boundary.